Bava Metzida Chav Gimel. Tashma. Tashma, come in here, proof in the mission. The Kikar Shal Nachtem, if one found baker's loaves, Harry Shalei, they belong to him. Hoshabalabai's Chayv Lachris. Which implies, but if he finds loaves of a homeowner, he's obligated to proclaim my time, eh? Balabai's my time. Akim, this be Simon. Since they have a Simon, the Mida Yidin after the Inish initial. One is because there is a distinguishable mark on the loaf. As each person shapes his loaves in a unique manner, it is known that the loaves of a person belong to that person. Which apparently teaches us that a distinguishable mark that is prone to be trampled is a distinguishable simon. Tifta the Rabba. The Rabba will tell you, that one does not pass by food without picking it up. A goyim we're worried about sorcery. What about animals? I'm talking about a place where beasts and dogs are not commonly found. Shall we say this about that the machlekes between Rabba and Rava parallel to machlekes Tanaim? He says, if one finds a lost item in which there is an alteration, he's obligated to proclaim and find. If he found a cake of pressed figs and this earthenware shard inside, Savaru, the Chum assumed, Kulama Simon Abba may love have a Simon. Everyone agrees that a legal status of distinguishable mark that could come to mark an item that is owned without having been placed there intentionally is that of a distinguishable mark. And everyone agrees that one passes a food without picking it up. My love, Simon Osladaris, Kamiflagi, must be that they're arguing in the matter of the distinguishable mark that is prone to be trampled that they disagree. Mar Savar, have a Simon. Mar Savar, have a Simon. If it enters in your mind that the first Tana holds that the legal status of a distinguishable mark that is prone to be trampled is not of a distinguishable mark, and that one passes, distinguishable mark that could have come to mark on its own that they disagree. Tanaka Masavar, he holds Simon Abamel of Leib. Simon of Yehuda Savar, have a Simon. Rabbi Amalah, Rabbi Tayyukam, hold Simon Asa, the Darius, Leib, Simon. Ema, Vina, Leichel. Vasim, Simon Abamel, Kamifagi, Tanaka Masavar, Leib, Simon of Yehuda, have a Simon. Igdamri, those are saying that no. Sabru, the Kulama Simon Abamel, have a Simon. Simon Asa, the Darius, Leib, Simon. My love, Amir, Leichel, Kamifagi, Masavar, Mavin, Masavar, in Mavin. Why are you announcing it? Principle of lost item is once the owner of the lost item says woe to me for the monetary loss, this indicates that he despaired of its recovery. The Mishnah says strings of a fish are amongst the list of items that one must keep, or may keep. Why not the knot which the fish outside serves as a distinguishable mark? Bikita decided the kulama have a mikatri. Talking about a fisherman's knot, which everyone ties the fish in this wake. But have a minyan simon. Why not let the number of how many strings is tied be a distinguishable mark? Biminyan de shavin, talking about a number of fish that's equal to all of the strings in the fish area. Minyan have a simon, lay have a simon. Is there a number of distinguishable mark? Is it a distinguishable mark or not? If one found silver vessels, copper vessels, fragments of lead, any metal vessels that a person who found them shall not return that into its owner until the owner provides a distinguishable sign or until the owner accurately provides its weight. And from the fact that the weight serves as a distinguishable mark, measurement and number also serves as a distinguishable mark. Chetira shel baser, cuts of meat. Amai levi mishkalei siman. Why not let the weight of the cut serve as a distinguishable mark? My answer is b'mishkala and d'shavin, referring to a weight that is equal. T'v'chatichah guf ha'simin. Why not let the cut of meat serve as a distinguishing mark? Dafka eiv da'atma, either from the neck or from the thigh of the animal. Milei tanya matzah chatichas dagam v'dag nashu chayv la'achas. If a person found cuts of fish or cuts of meat that was bitten, he's obligated to machas. Chavi yishal yayim shal shem shal tfu v'shal gerg shal zizim ha'ilu shalai. If you found cuts of fish or fish that was bitten, he's obligated to proclaim it's found. And if you found barrels of wine or oil or a grain of dried figs that belong to him, apparently the simen of cuts of fish or meat from a fish, this simen in the cuts of fish is part of the fish from which they were cut. So my answer, my skin, we're talking about a case where there is a distinguishable mark on the shape of the cut. He would cut the meat in three corners. Master said, barrels of wine, of oil, of grain, or dried figs, or the olives, they belong to him. But then we learn in the Mishnah, jugs of wine or jugs of oil, person is obligated to be machzeh. The Mishnah is referring to the case of a sealed drugs. Mechlal de b'raisa patuach. It's mashma, the b'raisa is referring to a case of open barrels. He pasuach, and if it's pasuach, abed midasiyam. Rav Eshe is b'meitzav. Talking about a case that the b'raisa is referring to a case where one covers the barrel with the lid, but does not seal it. Abaya says, afil tema idi v'idi b'roshim. Even if you see that both the Mishnah and the b'raisa are referring to drugs and barrels that are sealed. The kasha is not a question. Here in the Mishnah, where one is required to turn jugs, is referring to a case where one found the jugs before the storehouses of wine were open. It's a case where Yaakov Barabba found the barrel of wine after the storehouses were open. Take it for yourself. Is a place where the loss is a distinguishable mark or not? Let him announce the place. On the bank of the river. Since the place where the ships dock and merchandise belonging to the many people is loaded and unloaded, the bank of the river cannot serve as a distinguishing mark. Omer Rav Martin says, my time, Omer Rabbana Raks den Har Le Havasimon. What is the reason that the Chum say the banks of the river is not a distinguishable mark? It's because we say that to just as it happened that you lost the lost item there, it happened that another lost the lost item there. You get Amram Rizvid, my time that Amr Rabban Leva, similar Amrin Lake, just as it happened that you placed an item in that place, it also happened at another place in that place. Who gave the Ashkech Kufra Be Matsarta? There was a man who found a pish near the wine press. Take it for yourself. He saw that he was hesitating. Go and divide it with Chia, my son. No, it's because, due to the spear of its owner, that the Chum touched upon it. As Rav saw the grass was growing through the pitch. Shimon Lazar Imer, my Anpura. What is Anpura? I want to view them. Shmuel Kedem Chadash Mishalei Savas and Ayin. The new vessels is the eye. Its purchaser has not yet sufficiently seen them to be able to recognize them. Heichidam Idis Pesimin. So if there is this distinguishable mark on the Kelim, Kilei Savas and Ayin, I have it. When the eye of the purchaser has not yet sufficiently seen them, what of it? And Idis Pesimin Kilei Savas and Ayin, I have it. Leilom Idis Pesimin. Actually, its vessel in which there is no distinguishable mark. And the practical difference is with regard to returning of the vessel of the Torah scholar. So what's an ayin? When the eye of the Torah scholar has sufficiently seen them, he is certain about them, and we return lost item to him. It is with regard to these three matters alone, it is normal for Chum to amend their statements and deviate from the truth. What is that? Masechta. With regard to the tract, he's asked whether he studied this Masechta, so he humbly said he did not, even if he did. Ubapuria, with regard to bed, if he's asked whether he slept in a particular bed, he may say that he did not, to avoid shame in the case that unseemly residue was found in the bed. Ubishbazina, and he can lie with regard to hosts, as one may say that he was not well received by a certain host to prevent everyone from taking advantage of the host's hospitality. My nafkamina, you know, what's the practical difference between them? Returning a lost item on the basis of visual recognition. If we know that about him that he alters his statement only with regards to these three matters, then we could return these. We could turn it. If he changes other things, then we cannot return the lost item.